We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Karfif Yosef Beis Yisayim Shukuf Adira. You have a karfif that's more than Beis Yisayim, but it was Hukuf Adira. It was enclosure, it was Hukuf Ladira, for Adira purposes, so you let it carry in there. But what happened? When the Smali Mayim, it had a flood and it got full of water. It's like crops and plants. That's also because it's full of water now. It's not really usable. It's a swamp. You can't use it. I think that's what I thought. Omler of Acha, Omler of Abba Avua Derav, Rei Derav Rav Sharshia, or Achua Derav Rei Derav Sharshia, Hoch Eminim Shmei Derav, Mayim Kinetom Dom Vishari. No, Mayim is not like Zroim. Mayim is like trees, and it's mutter. Oma Meima, Vahu Dechazen Tashmishta. But that is only good, you're right, maybe it's like a tom, I hear what you're saying, but it's only if it's royal for tashmishim. What does Rashi say? What does tashmishim mean? Rashi means l'shasiya. The elech adir mulukazel. Only if the water is drinkable, then it's fine. Ava loy chazil tashmish, loy. But if it's not royal for drink, then it's no good. It becomes a karfif. And Rav Ashi just limits it a little as well. Omar Rav Ashi, the chazil tashmish, Rav Ashi first tries to say, he limits it, and we're not going to pass it from Rashi. Rashi says, but the chazan tashmisha, even if it's ready to drink, but it can't be so big. Only if, this is 10 tvachim deep. If the 10 tvachim deep is not Beis Yisrael wide, but if it's such a lake that's 10 tvachim deep in the area of Beis Yisrael, that's also too big and not usable to be considered a dira. And the Gemara says, "Lav milsi." It's not true. Midavai carry the peri, just like you have a big pile of peris in your field, even though it's 10 tachim high and it's as big as a base core. It doesn't matter the dira because I can use it. So mayim aru uye more so, since I could make a drink it, doesn't matter it, even if it's so big. Or carry peri means a hole of like a ditch where you keep peris. The same thing also, even if it's very deep, since you could, since it's right to eat, so it's fine. So Akapanim were coming out, if the water is chazin l'tashmishta, so then the halach is that it's not called a karfif, it's called royal adira. Now Rashi limits it majorly because he says, that's the chazin l'shtia. That would knock out every single water source that we have lands up in a field, it would not work. But in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down, also it sounds like that. Shulchan Aruch says, karfif yesu b'sayim shukuf l'adira, v'nichasu b'mayim, I'm warning, im ru'uyim lishtois l'shtia, im evat l'madira. Even if it's so big, but if it's not royal ishtiyah, it's no good. Zok to Mishabura. The Mishabura says that royal loyim l'shtiyah s'adam v'yesh makilim soma meikel af b'shukasharuyim l'kviso k'doyma. Soma meikel, if this water is royal for laundry, that's also enough. And he brings the who's that in Shart Tzion, and he says, the Rajba v'avoyis ha'kodesh kosav mayim aruyim l'shtiyah l'kviso. And it means, or it says Pashut means Oyktani, and he has a big arichas here, and he ends off a nearer the Yesh Lahakaka Rajba of Siatoi, the Horak Sveka the Rabbanon. He says, he allowed you to make it like the Rajba. So that's why it comes to the big Shiloh, if you have a little lake in the middle of a Erev, it's a big Shiloh, you have a carpet. So some say if you could swim in it, or if you could boat in it, or I even heard one time from Rabbi Heinemann, I don't know if it's true, but I heard it for shame someone in deal from Rabbi Heinemann, and he said if you could fish in there, it's also called Royal Atash, which you have to ask Rabbi Heinemann himself if that's true. But it's a very big chiddush that's called royal ladira. But every time they make an erev, you have to work this out. You have any type of lake in the thing, so you have to know if it's a good deer. For example, in Lakewood, you have Ocean County Park, and it's a big shot. It's a geya to tchumim. That's why it's a geya. Are you like carrying Ocean County Park? It has an erev around it. So the number one shot is it's called hook of ladira because it's a park. It's a hook of ladira. So maybe you say it is called hook of ladira. It might say it has a lake inside it. Is that a karpif? So you have to work this out, and there's a lake in there, and the lake could be more than 70, I think it's more than 70 amas by 70 amas square footage, 500 square foot, it's 500 square amas, it's more than that, and it's a shiloh, that's called the deer or not, but they swim in it, they do swim, these are all type of shilohs when you make an area, you have to work it out, and know all these answers to these shilohs. And the reason why it's the gay at Tchumen is because any enclosure that's like a house, it is could be good added to the tchum. So if it's not, then it makes a problem. It's a hefsek in your city. But if it's hukav adir, it's not a hefsek in your city. So I mean, it's a very big nafgamina if it's hukav adir or not. Okay, back to our Gemara. There's a ma'is over here. Hura chava, there's a certain type of mavui setup over here. If you have any type of picture book, you can look at it. It makes it easier to process this case. But the hura chava, again, hura chava is this square of land with enclosure that's not really used for dira. So this Rechava, the Hava Bafum Naharo, is in the town of Bafum Naharo. The Chad Gisa, on one end of it, it was opened, how Pasuk Lamasa, it was opened to a Mavui that went to the city. The other side, Chad Gisa, have a Psiach Lashvil Shalakramim, it was opened to a path of a vineyard, and the Shvil Shalakramim, it landed up by the water. The water was 10 tefachim high cliff, so that Shvil Shakramim, that pathway going through the Kramim, was like a Mavi Sosum, like we call it. It was a three-walled Mavi, really. That's what it looked like. And it had, do you remember there also, it had houses open to that Shvil of Kramim. Then you had this Rechava, and then the other side of the Rechava, you had a Mavi that went through Shvil Shakramim. So that's the two cases. Now, the Rechava was a place we now carry. And both the Shvil Shakramim, which means the pathway of the vineyard, and the Mavui were both open to this Rechava without any Havsekim. It was completely open to them. The Rechava had walls, but the Mavui had no wall on the side of Rechava, and the Shvil Shakramim also had no wall on the side of the Rechava. Both completely open to Rechava. It's called Paritz B'Meluya. Now the Rechava is also a bigger place. It makes those places also to carry in also, because open, that's a fact in the Sechus Erevin that we have. Anything open to a place that's Aser is Aser. Like we had before in that enclosure where you have a karf, a gina, together with other things. Anything that's open to each other without any Havsekim makes a problem. So here, you had a problem. Everything was Aser to carry in. You couldn't carry in the Mavi, you couldn't carry in the Rechava, you couldn't carry in the Shvil. And we want to try to fix this up. So they came to the Rabbanim to try to see how can we fix this up, make this carry here. We'll just read inside one more time. Avsiach lemasa the chagis have a pasuk avsiach l'shvil shakramim. So shakramim is all the good in our Abaye. Hey, now what should we do? Level of mechitza good in our. So I have an idea. He said, Abaye, let's make a mechitza all the way by the water, and we'll make that mechitza l'shem dira. Because now we're gonna use the rechava for dira. We're going to make the Hashem Dira. It's not a wall for the Rechava, but since it's a pathway, Shvil Shakramim is open to Rechava, we'll look at it as one big Rechava. Now we're making a wall by the Nahar, by the water, and that wall will close up the Rechava in a way, and it'll be Huk of Adira. And I'll make it Huk of Adira. That's what we should do. We'll make that Huk of Adira. Even though the Shainim speak out, it's not really, it wasn't a Piritz of Eser, but since it was open to the Shvil Shakramim completely, the Shvil Shakramim becomes like part of it, and I'm being matter to carry in there, so that will be enough. That will be enough. Taisa speaks out, but then Taisa says, that's what Taisus learns. All the Rishonim learn like that. So Taisus learned maybe with more than Essa. It's a Shaila, but this is only a Havmin anyway because this is no good. Why not? So Abaye says the reason it's no good because you can't make a mechitza on Gudan Nahara in order to make Muk of Adira. That's the question. Add a mechitza, add a wall on that side where the water is. You already have a wall there because you have the cliff of the Nahar, of the water, but make there a wall and do it Lashem Dira. He says no, because Enois mechitza got mechitza. It's no good, because you can't make a mechitza on top of a mechitza. If you already have a mechitza, you can't be moisiv mechitza on top of a mechitza. So Gemara says, that's no good, that's not an idea. The next Gemara's two etzes are, you're going to make a tikkun on the door between the Shvil Shakramim and the Rechava. And how is that going to work? It's not more than Esa. The way it's going to work is with a migu. That migu that it's being matir the Shvil Shakramim, because until now it was also because open to the Rechava. Migu, that's it's toing off something. It's toing off something, Gabi, the Shvil Shakramim, it's going to be called a new wall for the Rechava, and it can be Huk of Adir. That's Gemara's question. Make a Tzuris of Pesach, which means two lechis and a kaira, by the Shvil Shakramim. And since it'll be mat to the Shvil Shakramim, it also can be a Huk of Adir for the Rechava, and mat to the Rechava. So Gemara says you can't do that. Why? The camels used to come from the city through the Mavi, through the Rechava, to the Shvil Shakramim to go drink by the water. And all the camels are going to knock down the Suez of Pesach. It's not going to last too long. You can't do that. That wasn't an Eitzah. El Abaye, Levin Lechi. Just make a Lechi at Pesach Shvil Shakramim. A Lechi, they're not going to knock down because it's a small little thing. Put that there. The Migu, the Mahanyel, Shvil Shakramim. And since it works for Shvil Shakramim to make the Shvil usable ilad metatal there, mahainam l'rechava, will also be considered mechitzif for rechava and make it hook of adira, and it will allow you to carry in the rechava. That was Abaye's etzim. So that's a bias. Let's make a little lechi. That's making the shulso kramim mutter. Once it does that, migu that works for the shulso kramim will work for the rechava. That means the square in the middle to make that into huk of adir. Amle abaya, amle rava. Imkain yoyim. They're gonna say lechi mayal shulso kramim dama. People don't understand. They look at shulso kramim. It looks like a mavim of foolish. That looks to them. It's open on two sides. They're gonna say a lechi works for a mavim of foolish, and that's not true. Does not work for mavim of foolish. So. It can't be a etzah. So what's Rav has the etzah? Elam Rav, Adil lechi the pischa the masa. You make a lechi for the doorway to the mavui. The migu the mahani le lechi the masa. Since the lechi works for the door between the mavui and the rechava, and that's making the mavui allowed to carry the hainam rechava. It'll work also like a hook of a deer for rechava. And are you going to ask me? It's a mavui of foolish. So Rashi speaks out, you make a tzuras of Pesach on the other side. On the side that's facing the Rosh Hashanah of the Mavi, you make a tzuras of Pesach. You make a lechi and a tzuras of Pesach. But on the side of the Rechav, you're putting a lechi there. And if you're putting a lechi there, then it's, since it's migu, that it works for the Mavi, it works for the Rechav. I mean, you can ask the Kasha, you're making a tzuras of Pesach by the Mavi, so why aren't you worried again about the camels? But I don't know, I guess near Shiram they were more efficient at making big, high tzuras of Pesach, so don't get in the way of a camel. So they were used to that, I don't know. But that's his etzah. Hilkach, tatulu b'masa gufa shari. You let it carry in the masa, which means in the mavui. That's mutter. Tatulu b'rechava gufa shari. And the rechava also is mutter, because you had a migo, the lechi works for the mavui, works for the rechava. M'masa l'rechava om rechava l'masa. What about from the mavui to rechava, and or from the Rechava to the Mavi? That's Machlekes. Why? Because there are different type of diurim. One's a Mavi has diurim in it, and a Rechava is a different type of dira. So you let it carry one from the other one. So Pligabor of Achav Ravina. Chad Osav Chad Shari. Man the Shari, the one who holds Mutter to carry from the Rechava to the Mavi, the Lekka diurim. There are no diurim there. So there's no diurim there, there's nothing to ask on each other. Oh man, there's no diurim, there's no people living there, so this all belongs, all becomes like part of the Mavi. Become part of the Rishus in the Mavi. Part of the diurim in the Mavi. It doesn't have its own diurim, it doesn't have its own houses open to it. So there's no problem of Erev Chaser, it doesn't have its own houses open to it. But man, the Asa, Zimim, the Havi diurim, also the Tutle, maybe the diurim will move in, the open doors there, and they come to still be metalta from Masa to Rechava. And that's a problem, because it has diurim in it, therefore he said you should not carry from the Rechava to the Mavi. Now, we didn't speak out, what about Shvilso Kramim? Could he count, in this case, this Eitzi, he put a lechi by the Mavi and a Tzuz Pesach on the other side. What about the Shulso Kramim? So Rashi says, in Shulso Kramim you cannot carry. Because the Shulso Kramim is Paritz, but Meluya, it's open completely to Rechava. Even though Rechava now is Huk of a Dira, but it's the Dira of the Mavi now. It's still the Dira of the Mavi. And therefore, since it's the Dira of the Mavi, it cannot carry from there to the Shvil. It's Rashi speaks this out on the top of Chafei, the second line, in Bnei Shvil, but doesn't asar on the Rechava because Rechava has the walls. So it's like a Chazak Gedol to Chazak Tana. The Shvil, they don't make a lechi by the Shvil, and that will make it mutter to carry in the Shvil. You don't do that because of Gzeira, people will say that you let her make a lechi on a Mavi Mefulish, therefore you can't do that. So as it comes out, you let it carry in the Mavi, and from Mavi to Rechava is Machlokes. In the Rechava itself, you could carry, and in the Shvil, you cannot carry.